Hello and happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, novelist and life coach, welcoming you to another episode of Winning with a Word. Today is Saturday, May 3rd, 2024, and this is episode number 12 in season 2024. This episode is titled Dr. Dom's Testimony of Healing. Well, my friend, you're in for a great treat today. I have back with me my awesome husband, Dr. Dom DiIorio. If you follow this podcast, you remember that a few weeks ago, I did two interviews with Dr. Dom on the End Times, and they were wonderful. So if you haven't listened to them yet, go back and make sure that you do. But today, we're going to talk about something a little bit different and even more exciting. Dr. Dom is going to share with you an experience he had this past week, and I'm going to turn it over to him now. Welcome again, sweetheart.
Oh, it's always a pleasure being here talking to your friends. I'm sure this podcast goes in many, many different directions. I have no idea everybody who's listening to it, but I have a testimony I have to give. And I give it because God deserves the glory for what he has done. All glory goes to God. This is nothing on my part except to repeat what I know has happened to me, and the glory goes to God.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The story goes like this. Back in 2011, now that's 13 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. It was early in the disease, so I was given radiation treatment, and I went for radiation treatment every day for about 5 or 6 weeks, and apparently the radiation treatment worked because my tumor markers following radiation treatment were normal. I can't tell you what the tumor marker was before I started treatment. I really don't remember that number. But the normal for this tumor marker is 4 or less, and my tumor markers following treatment was 1. So everything appeared to do well for the next 10 years. In 2021, I began having some problems again, so I went to see the doctor. He did tumor markers on me, and my tumor marker went up to 11. He did some treatments and tests on me, only to determine that the cancer had returned and in fact was starting to spread throughout different portions of the organ that was diagnosed. So it was starting to spread. My tumor marker in 2011 was, I'm sorry, in 2021 was 11. At that time, some treatments were offered to me, but a little voice deep inside me said, "Don't take the treatment." I couldn't understand this. Now, for those of you who don't know me, let me just tell you this. I'm a retired physician. I've treated a lot of patients over my years, patients with cancer. Cancer, if not treated, continues to grow and will spread. And so that's just known to, I guess, to most people. But when the little voice inside me said, "Don't take treatment," I felt compelled to follow it. But you know what went through my mind anyway. So I didn't take treatment. We followed with the doctor, and over the course of the next 3 years, my tumor markers went from 11 to 15 to 25 to 36, and my most recent tumor marker 2 months ago was 41, which is 10 times normal. The doctors have offered me some treatments during that period of time, and every time that little voice inside of me said, "Don't take the treatment." About 2 weeks ago, when I saw the doctor, he gave me a stern look, a little lecture, and he gave me pills for the cancer. It's not my cancer, for the cancer. The pills are marked pills for advanced cancer. He gave me some samples. And again, the voice inside of me said, "Don't take the medicine." I discussed this with Marianne. She agreed with me, and I wasn't going to take the medicine. He ordered a PET scan on me. Now, during this period of time, the only thing we did is frequently when we would go to bed at night, we'd put healing scriptures on, and we'd listen to them, we'd fall asleep to them, and they'd go into our subconscious while we were sleeping. Also during that period of time, whenever we discussed the problem, we always entered the discussion with Isaiah 53:5 that said, "By his stripes I am healed." And we would vocalize that, we would say that verbally. It's important to know that every time Jesus healed in the scripture, he would say, "It is as you believe." So the people had to believe they were healed in order to be healed. And so we would say that over and over and over again. Initially, I had trouble believing it because, as I said, I've seen people and I know what happened to them. So I had a little trouble believing it, but repeatedly hearing it, repeatedly saying it, my faith grew and the belief grew to the point where I believe I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Well, anyway, I got the PET scan. Remember, during this period of time, that voice always said, "Don't take the treatment." So I took no treatment during this period of time except the scripture. We had the PET scan done about 2 weeks ago, and I give praise and glory to God. The PET scan report says no evidence of returning or spreading cancer. That is the, by the grace of God, I have been healed of cancer by the stripes of Jesus.
Amen and amen. We give all the glory to God. And of course, we know, you and I know, Dom, that that voice you heard inside was the voice of the Holy Spirit, because he wanted to get the glory for this victory. And had you taken any medication, someone could have said, "Well, it was the medicine," but it wasn't the medicine. It was the power, the healing power of God. And you know, I want to share briefly that we have had many healings during our lifetime. And I want to say this to encourage you before I bring Dr. Dom back again. But we have our younger daughter, Gina, who is now 46 years old, became very ill when she was 2 months old. And she was diagnosed with a lymph gland disorder for which there was no cure at the time. And the prognosis was that she would not live between beyond 9 years of age. Well, Dom and I knew the word of God, so we laid hands on her and we prayed for her healing. And our Gina was miraculously healed. It was documented, and she is flourishing today and serves as a worship leader in her church. So we give glory to God for that. I, too, was healed of breast cancer. I was healed of an intestinal disorder that showed up on X-ray at first on a CAT scan, and then a subsequent follow-up showed that it had disappeared. So I say all that because God is the healer. And you know, Dom pointed out something very important. We have to speak the word of God. Do you want to elaborate a little more on that, honey?
Well, I think the word has to be spoken. We could think it in our mind. We could say it to ourselves. It's got to be spoken out loud. We would frequently say, "I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus." We didn't just think it. We spoke it. And the spoken word is powerful. The scripture says that the spoken word is a powerful, powerful thing.
And that's right. And you know, what is the point of speaking the word? Well, first of all, we are declaring the word of God in agreement with God. And the Bible says in Matthew that where two or more agree on anything, it is done. So when we agree with God, then that's what's done. But if we agree with Satan, then that's what's done. We are the referee. And also by repeating the word of God verbally, we are hearing it. And scripture tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And there's a very important principle there. Faith in anything comes by hearing it over and over again. We will believe whatever we hear over and over again. Look at our culture. People are hearing lies over and over again, and they're coming to believe them. But it's the same with truth. We need to hear it over and over again, and we will come to believe truth. You know, the Word of God talks about healing. You want to say something honey?
I want to get back to Gina for a second.
Yes.
Because I'm going to ask you to tell your listeners the story of what happened when you were watching Pat Robertson.
Okay. Well, our Gina, as I mentioned, was 2 months old, and she started to look pale. I took her to the pediatrician, and he ordered some blood work, and she was losing blood from her intestines. So we went up to, at the time, it was St. Christopher's Hospital in Philadelphia, and she had all kinds of tests, and it was determined that she had this lymph gland disorder, and there was no cure for it. Well, Dom and I laid hands on our Gina, and a couple days thereafter, I was sitting in our family room, and Gina was in a cradle next to me, and the Holy Spirit told me to turn on the TV. Now, yes, we hear the voice of the Lord, and if you're born again, you will too. So I turned on the TV, and the channel was set to the 700 Club. You may have heard of that program with Dr. Pat Robertson at the time. He is with the Lord now, but he was the host of that program. And just as I turned it on, he was praying. And he started to pray and then looked right at the TV audience, and he said, "There is an infant in the TV audience with a lymph gland disease, and God is healing her now." Well, instantly I knew it was my Gina. I just jumped out of my chair and I said, "Glory to God, that's my Gina." And I felt the presence of God come over me like warm oil from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And I just began thanking the Lord for healing her. Well, we took her back to the doctor. She had follow-up tests, and there was absolutely no sign of disease. So we give glory to God for that.
Amen. Amen. And I give glory to God for my healing, too. I've run this by, I called a radiologist friend of mine, and I asked him, I said, "If you do a PET scan and it doesn't see any evidence of cancer, how accurate is that?" And he said to me, "If the PET scan says there's no cancer, there's no cancer." He was pretty emphatic about it. And I just give glory to God, because my PET scan was perfectly normal. And that's why I don't refer to anything as, I hear people personalize their disease. I hear them talk about my heart disease, my cancer, never. It's never mine. I just refuse to accept it. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Amen. And you know, it's very important not to receive disease. When Jesus died on the cross, and I want those of you out there who are battling any kind of disease, I want you to pay close attention. When Jesus died on the cross, he died not only to forgive our sins, but to heal our bodies. In fact, the stripes he took on his back just before the crucifixion represent the healing he gave to us. And if I'm not mistaken, there are 39 categories of disease, and Jesus took 39 stripes on his back, one stripe for each category of disease. Just as he forgave our sins by shedding his blood, he healed our bodies by taking those stripes on his back. But the problem is, in the church especially, that while we are taught a lot about God's forgiveness of our sin, we are rarely taught about his healing of our bodies. So there again, faith comes by hearing. We easily can believe that God forgives our sins, but we have trouble believing that he healed our bodies. Yet there are many scriptures that say that God healed us. As Dom pointed out in 1 Peter 2:24, the word says, "By the stripes of Jesus, we were healed." That means if we were healed, we are healed now. And do you want to talk a little bit about the difference between truth and fact?
I was just going to say that. There's a famous play you may have heard of, Men of La Mancha, Don Quixote de La Mancha. And in that musical, there's a line that says, "Facts are the enemy of truth." Facts are the enemy of truth. The fact of the matter is, my tumor markers are elevated. the truth is they don't mean anything because I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Amen. And you know, Dr. Dom just made a very important distinction, and listen closely to this because it may be the turning point for you. There are facts and there is truth. The fact, and that fact may be that you have a bad test result on a medical test, or your checkbook is in the red, or whatever problem you're facing, that is a fact. But facts are temporal. That means they can change. Truth, however, is eternal. That means it will never change. Now, when we are presented with a fact that differs from the truth, and the truth is God's word, the truth is the Bible, whatever God says in the Bible is truth. God says you were healed by the stripes of Jesus. Well, now you get a bad test result. That's a fact. You have a choice. You can either believe the fact and make that your final authority, or you can believe the truth and make that your final authority. Whichever one you believe with is what will occur in your life. As I said earlier, you are the referee. So it's extremely important that you align yourself with the Word of God. But of course, you must know what the Word of God says. And how can you know that? You have to read and study the Bible. It's the only way. But once you know what that truth is, then you agree with it. And Matthew 18, 19 says, "Whatsoever you agree with, that shall be done." And so if you agree with truth, truth shall be done in your life, which is what Dr. Dom did. If you believe with the fact that you have a certain disease, then that will be done in your life. And remember this, it's as easy for God to heal cancer as it is for him to heal the common cold. He is the healer.
There's a famous saying, I'm sure you've maybe even said it yourself. If they say something often enough, pretty soon you'll start believing it. That's why it's important for you to speak the word, I have been healed, not to think it. You have to speak it out loud so that as you speak it, you hear it, and eventually you'll believe it. And when you believe it, you'll see the results.
That's right. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 18:20-21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your tongue controls your destiny. And I want to wind down today by just reminding you of something. You know, you may be thinking, well, I know God can heal, but I'm not sure he wants to heal me. Friend, let me tell you, God not only can heal you, he wants to heal you. He longs to heal you. In fact, he already did on the cross. But he wants you to see the manifestation of that healing in your own life. Remember the story of Jesus and the leper? The leper came to him and said, Lord, if you will, you can make me whole. And Jesus said, I will. I want to heal you. Jesus wants to heal you now, but you have to believe what he said. So many times in the scripture, we read that Jesus said to the person healed, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. It is your faith that connects you to the healing that Jesus died to give you. Jesus healed everyone who came to him. He didn't pick and choose, and he wants to do the same for you.
When the centurion came to Jesus and said, my daughter is sick, and Jesus said, I will come to your house and heal her. And the centurion says, I'm not fit to have you come under my roof. Just say the word and she will be healed. And Jesus' response was, it is as you believe. And the centurion believed and his daughter was healed. You have to believe. And in order to believe, you may have to say it 1,000 times. Trust me, you say it often enough, you'll believe it.
That's true. And remember, believing is simply taking God at his word, no matter what circumstances look like. If God said it, it's true. God cannot lie. The Bible says he cannot lie. So if he says it, it's true, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of the circumstances. Sometimes we depend too much on our own reasoning, but we can't see the whole picture. So, my friend, I want to encourage you today. Receive the healing that Jesus died to give you. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to receive him now. Just pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. I know that you are my Savior and my Lord, and I receive you now as my Savior and Lord. I repent of my sin, and I ask you to make me what you have created me to be. I invite you into my life, and I thank you for forgiving me and for healing me. In your name I pray. Amen. Dr. Dom, before we close, is there anything you'd like to say?
Oh, I think I've said it all already, but it's critical. Again, I'll say this again. Please, please, please speak out loud. Don't just think it. Speak. I don't care if you're by yourself. Talk to yourself, or whoever it is, but speak out loud. Power is in the tongue, not in the mind. It's in the tongue. Speak it.
Amen. And before we close, I would like to pray for any of you out there who are now battling sickness in any way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are our healer. We thank you for your word that is forever settled in heaven, that is eternal, and above all facts, all circumstances, all conditions. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of infirmity that is present in my listeners now, and I command those foul things to leave their bodies now in the name of Jesus, with the authority that you have given me in his name, and with the power you have given me through the Holy Spirit. I release your healing into every cell of every listener's body now. In the name of Jesus, I command you to be made whole in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. When you receive a manifestation of your healing, write to me so that I can share your testimony. And if you receive Jesus today as your Savior and Lord, also write to me. I will send you a free PDF booklet entitled After You're Born Again that will help you to begin your walk with Christ. Until next time, remember that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that he will help you to keep on winning with the word. And thank you again, Dr. Dom, for being our special guest.
And thank you for asking me. God bless you all.
You are most welcome. God bless you all indeed. We love you and have a blessed day.